B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Phase three now. Things are opening up again slowly but surely. Again, let's not get too excited. Get back into it, but you know, walk into the gym with your mask on and put it on if people are near you and things like that. Stay 6 feet apart when you're in line. We were going to go yesterday to the Nike store, my wife and I, and then we rode up and there was a line out the door. And I was like, never mind. Oh, the second that things are opening up again, people are just lining up. But they were respectful, 6 feet apart and whatnot. But even here, we have dividers in the studio now. I don't have one over
here. Phase three dividers.
I'm kind of away from everybody anyway.
What's today's date? Just wondering. July 7th?
Yeah, well, they waited to phase three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
We've been here since March, but they waited to phase three to put these big plastic dividers between Melissa Pebbles and Pebbles and Leroy. What are you guys thinking? I mean, Pebbles, yours seems pretty close.
Mine is like Pebbles up is under like my ass.
I just, like, I understand what they're doing, and I understand that they want to keep us safe, but do we really think this is doing anything? Look, I have a direct line to Pebbles right here.
Yeah.
Like, direct line.
Right.
Like, it's doing
you
nothing.
You have a direct line to Pebbles, and you have a direct line to me.
Yes. I just don't understand. Are they thinking that it's keeping the air? Maybe. It's keeping what's coming out of my mouth from going to the left?
No. So the only way that this would, let me explain for people. So the only way this would protect Pebbles or myself if Melissa had corona and happened
screwed.
Happened
there's
to
no
sneeze.
Way it would protect you.
Well, I was going to say it would be if you turned your head about 45 degrees to your left and sneezed that way directly into
which
the
I
divider.
Never do.
Right. Because anything besides that, it's coming at me straight. Or if you look a little more, if you go 50 degrees, you're going with Pebbles.
Right.
Anything, you know. And with Pebbles, hers is right. Pebbles, you know, maybe would you prefer, maybe we could get a shower curtain in here for you or something like that.
What?
A shower curtain. That's what restaurants are doing. They're doing shower curtains.
I can't with all of this.
Let me get a clear shower curtain over, you know, we could surround you with it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. And
it's funny, too, is that
safer.
I thought these were getting, like, nailed into our console. They're not. They're just... They're placed.
Like,
we could pick them up and throw them if we wanted.
Well, that's what it is. So when you...
Leroy, how you doing over there?
Yeah. I'm all right.
You good?
Here's the thing. Whenever you go to sneeze, pick it up, put it in front of your face, and sneeze directly into the divider.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.